from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The annual effort to clean up around Porcupine Lake goes this Saturday, beginning at 9 o'clock at the White Waterfront Conservation Park. Friends of the Porcupine River Watershed member Roxanne Filion says it starts with registration and distribution of supplies like gloves, garbage bags, and hand sanitizers.
We coordinate where in the community we need the litter pickup, so people go out, do a bit of cleanup where we send them, or a place they choose.
It all wraps up with the free barbecue lunch back at the park. Last year, 50 volunteers picked up more than 1,400 pounds of litter. Canada's first independent medical university is celebrating. 69 new physicians have graduated from the Northern Ontario School of Medicine this year. That's the school's largest class yet. Of those graduating, 38 were matched to family medicine. Officials say that's the highest proportional rate in the country, adding they continue to contribute to the physician workforce supply in northern, rural, and remote communities. NOSM has campuses in both Sudbury and Thunder Bay. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will be joining other world leaders in France next week to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The invasion of northern France on June 6, 1944, marked the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. Trudeau will attend a memorial service at Juno Beach, where 14,000 Canadians stormed ashore. More than 380 were killed that day. An international memorial will also be held at Omaha Beach. This morning in our local history feature, we covered one early sport in the Porcupine mining camp, soccer, known then as football. Just like hockey and baseball, teams were formed by the mines for their incoming workers. Museum director curator Karen Bachman says some of them were formed around guys from the same parts of the world. Cornwall, England, and Italy, for example.
They participated in all kinds of different tournaments and all across the board. So we would have gone to Cobalt for that. We would have gone to New Liskeard for those kinds of tournaments and a lot of exciting stuff.
We'll have more on sports early in local history over the next couple weeks. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.